Thus, the year 1943 passed by.
Let's see. In this section we just finished, which takes place over the course of a year, Moshe keeps trying to warn the townspeople about what's going on in other parts of Europe. But no one, not even Ellie, will believe him. Why not? Let's think back to the beginning of the book, when we first meet Moshe and learn that he's good at making himself seem invisible. Wouldn't you think that Moshe's refusal to be invisible now must mean that his story is really important and that the people of Sighet should hear it? But sometimes people will only listen to what they want to hear. And in the same way that the townspeople don't like to be reminded of the poor, it seems that these people don't want to know about the terrible things that are happening to Jews elsewhere in Europe. They seem to be in serious denial about the war and prefer to live their lives cut off from the rest of the world. But what's going to happen if the rest of the world decides to come to them? Let's keep going. Begin reading near the top of page 6 with Spring 1944.
Spring 1944. Good news from the Russian front. No doubt could remain now of Germany's defeat. It was only a question of time, of months or weeks perhaps. The trees were in blossom. This was a year like any other, with its springtime, its betrothals, its weddings and births. People said, "The Russian army's making gigantic strides forward. Hitler won't be able to do us any harm even if he wants to." Yes, we even doubted that he wanted to exterminate us. Was he going to wipe out a whole people? Could he exterminate a population scattered throughout so many countries? So many millions? What methods could he use? And in the middle of the 20th century?
It's spring, and the trees blossoming in Sighet remind us that this is traditionally a season of new beginnings. The townspeople don't want to hear Moshe's story about digging graves. They want to think about life, not death. They also cannot believe what they hear about the Nazis wanting to wipe out a whole people. With what we know about Hitler's hatred for the Jews, we can guess that the whole people Eli refers to is the entire Jewish population of Europe, made up of millions of people in many different countries. And when Eli says, "We even doubted that he wanted to exterminate us," I think that again, he's talking about not just the Jews from Sighet, but the larger community of European Jews. To exterminate, then, must mean something much stronger than simply to kill. To exterminate means to destroy not just one or some, but every member of a particular group, in this case, the Jews. Let's read on, starting near the middle of page 6, with, "Besides, people were interested."
Besides, people were interested in everything, in strategy, in diplomacy, in politics, in Zionism, but not in their own fate. Even Moshe the Beadle was silent. He was weary of speaking. He wandered in the synagogue or in the streets with his eyes down, his back bent, avoiding people's eyes. At that time, it was still possible to obtain emigration permits for Palestine. I had asked my father to sell out, liquidate his business, and leave. "I'm too old, my son," he replied. "I'm too old to start a new life. I'm too old to start from scratch again in a country so far away." The Budapest radio announced that the Fascist Party had come into power. Horthy had been forced to ask one of the leaders of the Nyilas Party to form a new government. Still, this was not enough to worry us. Of course, we had heard about the fascists, but they were still just an abstraction to us. This was only a change in the administration. The following day, there was more disturbing news.